buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Ready-Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com. Hey, Preppers and Patriots, the second half of my interview with Dr. Mike Spaulding on Soaring Eagle Radio. Enjoy the show.
You mentioned the current presidential election season that we're in. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Has anything surprised you yet? Now, and I am really interested in this answer, and perhaps you're not watching them, but and I want to say for the record that I haven't watched the first minute of the first debate. I'm completely turned off by it all. So I haven't watched any of it. And so I guess I should ask you, have you? And if you have, has anything surprised you about any of the debates?
I've watched pretty much every one of them. If it wasn't a presidential debate, it'd be very, very entertaining. we used to watch The Apprentice, and all of the mudslinging that went on in the boardroom of The Apprentice is exactly what Trump has brought to the Republican primary debates.
That's interesting.
And it is absolutely, we live in a world of reality television, and mm-hmm. and that's how we choose our president now. And mm-hmm. and I think that the left has been there for a little while, and it just took us a little time to get on board with that. But I think that it's the entire country now that it's you know, we're choosing who's going to be left on the island.
Yeah, that's an interesting illustration. Well, between the front runners on the Republican side, Trump, Cruz, and Rubio, if you can consider him, I think he's about ready to drop out. But anyway, is one of those capable of defeating Hillary, do you think?
I don't know. I think an empty box of Cheerios are to be able to beat Hillary, but, you know.
Ought to, yeah.
Yeah. What's possible and what will really happen, I don't know.
Yeah. But what happens, happens if Hillary does win?
I guess we're really in for it. I think she'll be coming for the guns. I think that she'll, you know, back to Trump. You know, I think there's probably a pretty good chance that Trump could beat Hillary. I think there's a good chance that Cruz could. Mm-hmm. It looks like Trump is going to be the Republican nominee from where we're sitting right now. And when I look at Trump, he is, listen to the full explanation of this before you get upset with what I say, but I think he is, he is the American icon. I don't necessarily mean that in a good way. I mean mm-hmm. that in that he's an American icon because he calls himself a Christian, you know, mm-hmm. even now, since we've sank from, the Pew Research mm-hmm. polls used to say 90% of people in America call themselves Christians. We're down to 70%, but that's a huge majority. Mm-hmm. As a country, we're the type of Christian that Trump calls himself. You know, he says he goes to church on Easter and Christmas and all the big ones. He said in a CBN interview. Mm-hmm. He owns Scores, which is a strip club. Mm-hmm. So he's a Christian that owns Scores, a strip club. I think that's so iconic of America when we've got something like 50% of the men in the pulpit right now, it was a crosswalk.com, poll that I think it was done at a Promise Keepers, convention is where it was actually taken. But 50% of pastors admitted to looking at pornography in the past year.
Oh, man.
I think that Trump calling himself a Christian and owning scores is so iconic of this country right now, right. And the adultery that's in it, and we're the number mm-hmm. one exporter of pornography in the world.
Yes. Yeah.
He owns casinos. I think that's so iconic of the greed and the covetousness mm-hmm. of this nation.
Yeah.
He owns bars. I think that that is so iconic of the addiction, alcoholism, drug addiction, addiction to pharmaceuticals, you know, mother's little helper and whatever you can get from the doctor and doctor shopping and all of that. That's so rampant now in our culture. I think they say one out of, is something like a third of Americans are on some type of, mood enhancing or antidepressant or something now. It's,
wow.
It's just unreal.
Huge.
So yes, I think that I think he's the American icon, and I think if we elect him as president, it will be America standing up and saying, "This is the man that represents us." He calls himself a Christian. He owns strip clubs. He owns casinos, the symbol of greed and covetousness. He owns bars, the symbol of addiction and the pharmaceutical industry. And this is who we've chosen to be our representative. And it's like this is going on in some type of a heavenly courtroom. And this is what's going to be brought into the courtroom to convict us of who we are and what we've let this nation become, and he's going to be the proof positive that we are guilty.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Well, that that reminds me, and I want to loop back and touch on that before we're done chatting in this conversation, Mark, but. Just because we're an equal opportunity offender, I want to touch on President Obama for a minute. Now, I've said this on many occasions from the pulpit on a Sunday morning that, in my opinion, he is the worst president ever, the worst president the United States has ever seen. He's been responsible for the worst race relations we've seen since the 50s and the 60s. He billed himself when he came into office as the great uniter, and he has been the great divider, in my opinion. And I think the statistics prove this point out, that he has been far worse for blacks in America than any recent president. We can point to Ferguson. We can point to Baltimore. The riots there, burning the city down, those were applauded by Obama. Black Lives Matter, in my opinion, is a farce. It's funded by anti-American organizations and, frankly, God-haters. His constant support of Islam and hostility towards Christianity has given Muslim radicals all over the world the encouragement to continue their barbarity, because they know that President Obama isn't going to do anything about it. Is that being too harsh, Mark, in your opinion?
No, I think that's a pretty accurate assessment. And you know, Obamacare has just been the worst piece of legislation I've ever seen in my lifetime in this country. It's just such a step towards socialism. And I think it's just – it's crazy that mm-hmm. we now have a self-proclaimed socialist running for president. Mm-hmm. And then you got Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. KD Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. These plates can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Use coupon code PREPPERRECON to get 10% off your entire order at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
It's Sunday night. A busy work week is just around the corner. Then, suddenly, your lights won't turn on. Your phone stops working. Are you ready for what tomorrow could bring? Come to the Atlanta Preparedness Expo. Learn about solar power, communications, emergency water, long-term food storage, survival kits, bug out bags, concealed carry, grab-and-go medical kits, suture classes, experts on site at the Atlanta Preparedness Expo. April 23rd and 24th, Cobb Galleria Center, Atlanta, Georgia.
A lot of people are enamored with Bernie Sanders. Why do you think that is? Besides the free stuff.
I that's got to be it. Have you seen this guy, Vermin Supreme? That's, you know, he's sort of a hack candidate that's running, and it's a joke. He wears like a rubber boot on his head, and he's got gray, like Grizzly Adams kind of a beard, and he wears like 47 neckties. And that's his platform, is free ponies for everybody.
Not, are they unicorns by any chance, or just ponies?
Yeah, I think that's Bernie Sanders giving out the unicorns.
Yeah, giving out the unicorns. That's right. Well, I wonder though. This reminds me a lot of the Hegelian dialectic, where they have a position or a place, the synthesis that they want to move the nation to, and so they're behind Sanders, pushing him, knowing he's not going to win. But at least they're moving the conversation in the right direction. I'm wondering if you think socialism is here to stay, or is it just a distraction that the technocrats are using to get enough laws on the book to legislate our freedom away?
Yeah, I think it's been here since FDR, and I think that it's, and it just keeps becoming more and more acceptable. Mm-hmm. And I think that we're just maybe a decade, maybe less, away from behind Europe.
Yeah. That's a frightening statement, Mark. Decade, decade and a half behind Europe.
Of course, we have to live that long. We have to, you know, yeah. God would have to protect us for 10 years to let us self-destruct like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's really a hopeful statement to say that we would be around long enough for the frog in the boiling water to bring this nation to, you know, full on socialism.
Yeah. And that's a very good point. And I can't tell you how many people have made statements like this to me. I can't believe the changes that America has undergone in the last 7 to 10 years. And so when we think about that, can we survive another 10 years? I'm doubtful that we can, with our freedom and liberty intact, if the changes continue at the same pace. I think we're all going to be just prisoners in the gulag if this continues. And some folks may think that sounds overly dramatic, but look at the changes that we've seen. I don't think there's a day in the news cycle that goes by, Mark, when we don't have a politician lying through their teeth about guns. And it makes me wonder about the future of our Second Amendment rights. People like you and me are now identified by our government as domestic terrorists. And I know that you've talked about this before, but it looks to me like the remnant is really being marked off. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think so. And we're just becoming more and more alienated, and especially as Christians and conservatives. And then there's this entire other class that call themselves Christians. They're that, you know, that 70% in America that call themselves Christians.
Yeah.
And people that call themselves conservatives, and they just see nothing wrong. But you know, they're the ones that they're good church going people. They go to church every Sunday, every Christmas and every Easter, and they own a strip club and a casino and a bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're addicted to pharmaceuticals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're already in a gulag, I think. And,
yeah.
It's a psychological gulag of prescription, pills
I would agree with that. Well, let's talk about God's abandonment judgment. You came awful close to saying that, earlier in our conversation. I happen to be of the opinion that America is under judgment, and it could be God's abandonment judgment. And that may be a new phrase for some of our listeners, Mark. I'm wondering if you would speak to that for a minute. What is it, and what's the scriptural basis for that?
Probably over a third of the Bible is the scriptural reference for it. I guess it starts somewhere around Genesis Well, if yeah. Isaiah 5:5 is where God specifically says, I will remove, he's talking about Israel. He's talking about a nation that, and Israel means, ruled by God. So, you could, without getting into, don't accuse me of replacement theology. If I say that America is, was at its founding ruled by God. So not a replacement for Israel, but another type of Israel where I believe that a lot of our blessings came from having God as our Lord and our creator and accepting him as that and asking him and inviting him to be a part of building this nation. And what we've done, since the 60s and 70s is we've asked him to not be a part of that, this nation anymore. And we don't really want him here and we'd rather him just, go away and leave us alone. And we'd like him to get out of our schools and we'd like to not have to have, his books laying around in our school system. And we'd like to not have to be forced to pray to him in the schools. Well, now that's become, we're not allowed to pray to him in the schools and we're not allowed to have a Bible verse on our desk if we're in the Marines, like, Monifa Sterling, who was the Marine that was court-martialed for having no weapon formed against me shall prosper. She had a little placard that said that. It did not even have the address on the placard that would even associate it with it being a verse from the Bible. It just had the words on it, and she was court-martialed for having that on her desk. Joe Kennedy was lost his job for praying at a football game. The Kleins, of course, continue to be persecuted financially. Kim Davis was locked up for her faith. And the list just goes on. And we live in a nation now that has absolutely evicted God. And at some point, God's going to shake the dust off of his feet. And he's going to say, you don't want me here? I'll go. Yeah. And at that point, that's when Isaiah 5:5, he says, I will remove my hedge from around you. And that's his protection. He doesn't have to be actively involved in destroying this nation. He just has to step back and let nature take its course.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And that's the abandonment wrath.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's happening right now. And so that raises a question, in my mind and, I bring this up all the time when I'm teaching and the question is this, if that is the case, and I mean if in the sense of, it is the case, since that is the case, why don't churches see that? Why don't they see what is going on in our times? And why aren't pastors rising up and speaking, against this evil that continues to sweep across the land? It seems that churches are more concerned with their attendance figures and their offering dollars and being liked by the community leaders and rubbing elbows with the mayor and being friendly with the school system. What's going on in the churches, Mark, that people just are not seeing what is happening in America and rising up in unison and denouncing this and calling people to repent and confess and return to God? What's going on?
I think you nailed it. It's they don't want to hear it, and they're more concerned with the numbers and the attendance and the revenue streams and all of that. And unfortunately, we recently moved and it took us a little while to find a good church because even churches that in Revelations, Jesus says you have a name, but you're still found wanting. And, in churches that really had a name for being something and they absolutely weren't. And it was absolute, we saw blindness and a rejection of the truth and people that did not want to hear the truth and wanted to turn their heads and stick their fingers in their ears and go la 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 la.
Yeah.
And drown you out because they wanted nothing to do with it. And they wanted to hear it and church leadership would shoot down anybody trying to call attention to anything. And it was absolutely, and I understood, that feeling that Christ had over Laodicea of wanting to spew them out of his mouth. And that's exactly it. And you want to say that it's blindness, but a blindness is something that you don't have the ability to see. But this is way worse than spiritual blindness. This is denial. And this is people that want nothing to do with the truth. And this is so much worse than blindness. This is people that have itchy ears, and they're going to go to, If this is a church and they're speaking the truth and it's not giving them what their itchy ears want to hear, then they'll go somewhere else. And so many pastors have caved into that and they're catering to that crowd. And it's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. It absolutely is. And this is near and dear to my heart, this whole subject. And in fact, I'm teaching through the book of Psalms on Sunday mornings, Mark, and I arrived at chapter 50 this past Sunday. It's a very interesting chapter. I want to encourage our listeners to read Psalm chapter 50, and then even to go out to the Calvary Chapel of Lima YouTube channel and listen to the sermon that'll be posted there, because God is calling his people to task in this chapter, and he's calling two different groups of people to task, and one are those who claim to have a relationship, but it's really about tradition and ritualism and formalism, and when they're challenged on that, they retreat back into that instead of a personal relationship. And the second group that starts around verse 16, he begins to talk to them. Those are the wolves in sheep's clothing. Those are the Donald Trumps that claim to be a Christian, and they are anything but that. So I want to encourage our listeners to read that psalm and to meditate on that. And that is a good description of where we're at, the church in America today. And that's why they won't stand up. So, well, Mark, I'm wondering, if you've got any, speaking engagements or anything coming up that you want to let our listeners know about. You going to be any place other than your neck of the woods anytime soon?
I will be at the Preparedness Expo in Atlanta on April 23rd and 24th. I won't be speaking. I'll have a booth there, and so I'll be just talking to folks, and we'll have some books there. We'll have some really good we'll have our individual first aid kits there, the ones that we sell on PrepperRecon.com, and that's got a really good blood stopper kit in it. It's got some because that's one of the things when you have disruptive events, people are doing things that they're not used to doing. After hurricanes and tornadoes, people are out there slinging around chainsaws that haven't used a chainsaw in 5 years, and you're dealing with debris and earthquakes and anything like that. You've got people that are just, you know, after the event. And there's very few medical services, and people get cut, right, and they get really, really bad cuts. And so our individual first aid kit's very, very similar to what the military carries. It's got a Israeli battle dressing in it, compression bandage, which puts pressure on the wound to help keep the bleeding down. It's got a quick clot blood stopper sponge in it, which pulls everything out of the blood except the platelets, so that can clot up faster. It'll clot up a really deep cut in a matter of seconds rather than, you know, hours. And, it's got a suture kit in it with three pre-threaded sutures. It's got, Steri-Strips, which is like the sort of the temporary sutures that you often see folks that they'll go to the hospital. They didn't quite need stitches. And so I have those little pieces of tape on it, but it's really, really, got a real high tack to it. So that'll close a wound that doesn't quite need stitches. We've got, it's antibiotic gel in there. It's got EMT shears, which, you know, if you've got a really bad injury and sometimes you can't get the clothing off, you can just cut the leg out of the pants or the sleeve out of the shirt or whatever to get to the wound to be able to address it. And betadine swabs in there. That's what they clean you up with in the hospital before they sew you up. So, a lot of advanced medical stuff in there, a TK4 tourniquet. So, you know, if it's not an artery, a lot of times that Israeli battle dressing will stop the bleeding. But if it's spurting, you know, and it's a leg or a arm, you know, you've got to get a tourniquet around that to stop that bleeding because you can bleed out really fast. So we've got all that stuff in there. We sell those on the site. You can go to PrepperRecon.com, click the store tab at the top of the homepage. We'll have those at the expo. We'll have some other, prepper related stuff. And of course we'll have, the books and, we'll be, you know, signing autographs for anybody that's a fan of the books or, and just talking to folks about preparedness in general and hoping to get more people to be part of the solution.
Yes, yes, amen. So that's April 23rd and 24th in Atlanta is it called the Expo Center?
It's called the Galleria. I don't know if you look up Atlanta Expo and you put those dates in it, all the information will come up.
Okay, okay. You can get that first aid kit as well as a lot of other very useful resources there at Mark's website, PrepperRecon.com. The book we were talking about was Behold Darkness and Sorrow, Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt. That's book one. You mentioned earlier that book two is coming out, you hope, in July. And so we're looking forward to that release, Mark. Any other projects?
No, and then I will say real quick about Behold Darkness and Sorrow. It did hit number one on the Christian fiction, futuristic fiction for Amazon for that category. And that's another one of the things that I like to do is, I talked about all the horrible stuff that you can't watch on television, and we don't have a lot of, sometimes you need to unwind, you need to relax, you need some form of entertainment. And as a Christian, you know, that's getting slimmer and slimmer of what you've got to pick from. One of the things God's really laid on my heart, besides trying to get people prepared and get them to wake up, is to try to provide some good, wholesome entertainment, it's something that doesn't have the sex and the language and all of the stuff in it that you can sit down and read and not have to worry about grieving the spirit inside you while you're reading it. So, that's something I certainly try to do with all of my books and the folks that have read it, it's got really, really good feedback from Amazon. The folks that have read it's really, really good reviews. It's entertaining folks like it. It's a good story. There's a good story in there, and there's a lot of details around the story and things that it's just – I had a lot of fun writing it. It's an adventure that the friends go through of having to get ready. You know, he gets the vision and he sees what's coming with the EMP, and you know, they have to kind of scurry to get ready because they have zero preparedness and they really don't know what they're doing, and they're trying to throw everything together. And with God's help, they get it all together, you know, in Matthew 6, Jesus talks about all the things that, you know, you're not supposed to worry about. And it doesn't mean you're not supposed to do anything about it. It just means supposed to worry about it. You're not supposed to be consumed with what are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? All of this stuff, you know, you're not supposed to be consumed with that. But you have to think about it, and there needs to be some preparation. And a lot of folks use that passage of scripture to preach against prepping. And if they're going to use it against prepping, then you have to use it against getting a job, because, you know, if you're not going to have any thought for what you're going to eat or drink and you're going to take it that literally, then, you know, my goodness, you really shouldn't be spending 40 hours a week at a job. You should just be praying and volunteering at church and enjoying being in the presence of the Lord. And, you know, unless you're going to vote for Bernie Sanders, that's not going to work out too good for you. And even if you vote for Bernie, you're still going to have to get up off your tail and go cash your food stamps. Does that qualify as giving thought to what we shall eat and what we shall drink? Mm-hmm. You know, where does it end? You know?
Yeah. That's exactly right. And by the way, somebody's got to pay for that free stuff. So don't vote for Bernie. Don't do that. Mark, I've enjoyed our conversation as always, and I appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
God bless you, my friend.
In Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 1, Behold Darkness and Sorrow, Daniel Walker begins having prophetic dreams about the judgment coming upon America for rejecting God's word. Through one of his dreams, Daniel learns of an imminent threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack, sending the country into a technological dark age. If they want to live, Daniel and his friends must focus on faith, wits, and preparation to be ready before the lights go out. Buy your copy of Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 1, Behold Darkness and Sorrow, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition from Amazon.com today.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers MOLLE-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, steri strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.